Don't say anything. Oh my god, oh my god. I heard about everything. Baby, don't say anything, okay? Just... wait a minute, okay? I know you're confused. You're in a bad crash, okay? You're in a really bad crash. Listen to me, okay? I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. I've never been so scared in my life. Seeing you here, I thought you'd end up just like that. I'm so glad you're okay. Baby, look at me. You're banged up a little, but damn it, son. We've been through hell and back, right? It's okay. How are we doing? Anything hurt? Probably all over, right? Really badly bruised. I thought I lost you. I thought it was all over. My dreams, baby. You're what keeps me going. Every way imaginable. And even the thought of being away from you for a day, let alone fucking forever. It's not my fault you're so damn special, you know? I'm just so glad you're alive. I couldn't be more scared if you asked me to. I'm shaking. Feel that? Feel that? Yeah. Real good at keeping a posture when it counts, huh? But as you were talking about, sure, Kig, it's not just anyone. It's not hearing about someone who's a friend. It's not hearing about anyone else. You don't get it. You don't get it, baby. Baby, look at me. You tell me if anything hurts, okay? I'll flag down that stalker if I have to drag me in myself. I know I'm being selfish, I know. Can I just rest my forehead against yours right here? Damn it. I can't even explain to you what it felt like. I never want you to go through that. Not even once, no. Not even the concept of it, not even a nightmare. Oh, baby, baby. You're real, right? You're real. Yeah. So glad. I'm so glad. I don't know what I would have done without you. I don't know what I would have done without you. Calm down. Because you got those bruises and that was almost 3 inches away from your heart. If the car had been even a little bit, if you had been 1 mile over what you were, if they T-boned you in a different way, 3 inches is what the doctor said coming in. Do you know how that made me think? I thought you might have a hole in you, right through your chest or something. Didn't give me the courtesy, and I know he's working overtime. I appreciate that they saved you, but fuck. They could have told me you're just fine. I was shaking in ways I didn't know I could. Quivering like a leaf in the wind wouldn't even begin. I've never felt more adrenaline, more nausea, more. To swallow down all my feelings just to turn this corner, and I hated myself for it, because what if you had been hurt? What if that second made all the difference between if I got to even say goodbye? Baby, don't leave me. Please don't leave me. Stay with me forever. I can't. you that, and you're not leaving me, okay? So can I be a little selfish and ask for you to stay? Even when it's crazy, even when it's too much, even when everything seems like it'll go up in flames, I don't want to give up. I don't want to live in a life without you. And I'm not afraid to say that. It's a deathly kind of calm. But you know what's not is when I don't know. When I don't know what happened. The one time I was away from you all week. And this happens. Hey, shh. Don't overdo it, okay? You're okay. You're okay. You're bruised to hell, and I think you're gonna have quite the shiner for this, but I'm so glad you're okay. Oh my God. I can hardly even think. So pardon me if I sound a little broken, because I'm definitely that part of it, and the broken record part, that's just cherry on top. You look at me, okay? You look at me. We're gonna get through this. And I swear I'm not leaving. I don't care if they try and drag me out. If they tell me I can't stay after curfew, then I'm gonna spike a volleyball right in their face. They'll have to drag me out. Cause I'm not leaving your side, no. And if they can't understand that, you're my world, baby. You're the one thing that keeps me grounded. And I know, I sound like I'm a maniac. Getting lost in the moment, lost in everything, but I won't take it back, cause it's true. And fuck, when I thought you were gone, when I thought I might lose you, everything fell apart. The cheers wouldn't stop the shaking. It was like my heart was being squished, grabbed, ripped out right before my eyes. I know you're okay. You're okay. We're okay. It's okay, baby. I promise, yeah. I'm sorry you had to go through that. That cars are off the table. We'll use bikes for a while, okay? Bikes, trains, buses, anything that you could be safe. You would say that, huh? Right when I could barely say a word. David. Oh, God. That was not even close. The absolute most scary moment of my entire life. When we are not repeating this. Yeah, my David. We're not repeating this ever again, okay? Losing my mind right now, my composure. But I'm not gonna apologize for how I feel. You are just that special. You little silly. Of course you are. Why in the fuck would you think you're not? Did you think all those words were just words, all those actions, all those times? Those long nights staring into your eyes. Those days I just hold you, cling to you like a desperate plane in the night so that you wouldn't have nightmares. The way sometimes I'd wake up before you and just stare, smile, and be so happy that you're breathing. Sometimes when I have a nightmare, it takes me right out of it. Feeling your warmth radiating under the blankets. Baby, those little things, they make my life, they make it real. They make it feel like more than a bad joke. Not that it was ever really that level, but... Oh my god, I can't stop shaking. You're amazing, you know? Every time, every way, every single damn thing you've done. I've loved every moment of being with you. I'm just so glad you're okay. And if I have to ugly cry in front of you, guess you're gonna be the one to see it. You can always ugly cry in front of me. The way you call ugly crying doesn't seem very ugly to me. Because if you could shed tears for me, if I can shed them for you, then there's nothing ugly about it. Only the scrunching in my face, you know. The drama, the passion, the absolute love that we have. I'm not giving you up. And I'm never, ever going to let you go out in a car alone. I'm sorry, drama doesn't stop. And this was way too close. 3 inches was the difference between you being my future and you being the biggest regret I've ever, I could even imagine. No, baby, no. Even if it happened, I wouldn't blame you. I'd be devastated. I'd never come back from that, but that's only because I don't want someone else. I don't want to replace you. I don't want to get over you. I'm selfish, spoiled, childish. You can tell me I'm all those, honestly, and I don't care. I'll be all of them again and again and again and again, as many times as it takes, that you can understand that I'm absolutely crazy for you. You know, those geeky moments in chemistry class we had back when we were in the third semester of our second year in college. Specific, but when your life is flashing before your eyes, and where you remember the darnest things, but you remember when we messed up the finals. We both were practically pissing ourselves in panic. And then, come to find out, after 2 all-nighters trying to get it right, we managed to and collapsed in our presentation, making our grade go down just so that the effort was a pity grade of a B-. I'm so glad we get to make more stupid memories like that. I can't even tell you what I feel right now. Just so much relief. I couldn't feel more. I thought of when we went to the lunchroom last week and we spilled the entire tray and the lunch lady was pissed. The college cafeteria messing up and everybody laughing at us. But, oh, I was blushing of a storm, wasn't I? Or how I remembered 3 years back when we first saw the fireworks at that weird French festival that we went up to the mountains to see. I think it was just on the other side of Mount Fuji, wherever, whatever prefecture it was. I don't even know anymore. Can't be bothered. I was just thinking, if I never get to see them with you again, well, that'd be a stupid regret to have, wouldn't it? We are so making a bucket list after this. Because if some weird, tragic bullshit happens, we are living our best lives. And we're gonna go out together. If we do, we'll have to. I can't take it. My heart can't take it. The thought of even entertaining the idea of you going someplace I can never go. I can't do it. Fuck. I even remember that one time when I stubbed my toe so bad, when I was rushing to get you water, only to pour it on my brand new laptop, worried that that thing was short right then and there, only to find out, distilled water doesn't have the conductivity. After I dried it out, and heartache later, it was fine. How many bullets could I dodge at once? And then just know. I'm the luckiest guy in the world to have you. I just don't want you to go. I know I'm selfish, mature, I have every downside imaginable, but I'd like to think that my clumsy, geeky, absolutely over-the-top, clingy self, it works for us, right? Just like your stubborn side, absolutely never willing to back down, even on times when you know you're wrong sometimes. You're impossible, and I love that. Maybe it's your stubbornness that got you through this deal. God. Or maybe it's the fact that you always end up researching those French facts, watching those shorts, and finding out info, and you're so excited your eyes light up when you tell me about them. When you tell me a new fact of the day, I get so happy. Just hearing you excited. It doesn't even matter if it's the capybaras have three nipples or something. No, you never said that, but I don't know. I wouldn't care if you told me that right now. I'd accept it at face value. Stubbornness be damned, because right now, you could tell me anything, baby, and I'm yours. I'm putting in your hands, because god damn, I'm not losing you. And I'm not saying goodbye now, tomorrow, ever. I can't. Fuck. I'm not gonna wake up and find out that this is just my fever dream, right? Nah. No. You better not do that to me. I'll haunt your grave. I'd turn into Frankenstein's doctor just to try and figure out a way to figure whatever could bring you back. I don't think I wouldn't resort to doing all sorts of rituals, too. I know you're terrified of the occult stuff. I know you're terrified of those rituals, one man hide and seek, and all the rest of them. And then one time Kenma tried it, and you nearly lost your head because you were screaming at him not to do that in the dorms because it could possess the whole thing or something. And I don't care how real it is or how fake. I don't care. Just know. Those memories are everything to me because I've never had this kind of closeness. This place that I call home. I mean, sure, I've lived a normal life with my parents and stuff, but it's not the same. You're on an entirely different level, and I'm not afraid to say that. I'm not ashamed to, because what can I say? I guess I'm shameless, David. I'm so happy you're safe. No, the jitters came back full force. Can't help it. I can't. Baby. I love you so much. I love you. And if anything, let me dote on you for the next forever. I don't care what it takes to, you know, make things a little better, because I'd rather be an absolute whipped man who could be put to do everything under the sun for you and treat you like royalty for the rest of your life. Not like I wouldn't do it already. But roles be damned, everything be damned. I want you to feel loved and happy, and I want that bucket list to leave nothing left on the table, just everything to do and love. and keeps on doing. Because I just love you so much. And you seem so frail right now. Bruised and battered, but you're pretty tough, you know that, Stevenson? You're such a tough one, but you don't have to be, okay? You don't have to be anymore. I got you, I got you, I got you. I got you. Baby boy. Do you know how much joy it brings me that I can say that and you can hear me and I'm not speaking at a eulogy? That I'm not talking to what you were, I'm talking to what you are right now. You're alive. You're alive, Chivitan. You're alive. My boy's safe. You're really safe. You're safe. You're safe, baby. You're safe. I just want you to know it doesn't matter going forward how many stupid memories and how many mistakes we make, because I'm gonna make them and never be myself over them anymore. I say that now, but how true I'll be in a year? I think it's more likely to think that if I ever think certain things, knock it away. Don't think I'll ever forget this burned-in image of seeing you battered like that. Fuck. Nobody who loves someone without their heart should ever have to see them like this. I'm so glad you're safe. So glad you're safe. So glad. So glad. Don't worry, baby. Don't worry, okay? I got you. It's okay now. The shakes are considerably less after I've held you, after I know you're real. Fuck. Thank you so much for those 3 inches that you're not pierced through. I don't even want to say it. To speak it into the air. I can't. My heart can't take it. It sinks like getting caught in the worst kind of lie. And I'll take that feeling, that guilt, that overwhelming agony, the betrayal, like your heart's being ripped off. Times by a million, that's what it felt like when I thought you were gone. I saw the news. When I saw the news, I almost fainted. My heart, my vision, everything started to just go away. I saw your face on the news. I heard the words fatal crash. And I saw the wreckage. I saw and no sign of you. No notification, nothing. Nobody knew what had happened. My mind erased with everything, but now, now that you're safe, now that you're safe, now that you're safe. Thank you for being safe, baby. Thank you for being safe. My baby was safe. I don't care what gods I have to pray to, what superstition I have to buy into. I'll do it. If it'll keep you kicking, I'll pray to all the gods, every god, every devil, every scientist, I don't care. I'll go into every religion at once, if it's gonna give me the luck I need to keep you safe. I'm not really more than an agnostic myself, but you know what? Right now, I don't care anymore. What it takes. Nothing's too much. Nothing's too far. Mana signs my ass because mana feelings. All those soft, inner, mushy things that I can't even escape now. Whose fault is that, baby? I love you, baby boy. I love you. I love you so much. Baby boy, please never leave. Never leave. I love you so much. You're the best thing that's ever happened to me. And it's not even close. It's not even close, baby. Not even close. Don't go. Never go, please. I love you. I love you. I just want to hold you forever. Hold you forever. All my worries, all my fears, they melt when you kiss me. The nerves are still all kinds of messed up, but David's on. I'll take care of everything, okay? You get as much rest as you need. You let me take care of everything. I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you so much. In my arms a little while. Nah, do it forever. If I need to be unfair about this, I will. I mean, I'm so shaken up, I don't even know what the word really means anymore. But I don't care. I'm here. I'm here, baby. I'm not going anywhere. I have to pry my cold hands away from you. Because I'm not leaving this room. And I don't care what any doctors or nurses say. I'm staying there and I'm holding your hand through every waking moment for the next until you're better again. I don't care how long it takes. You're sticking with me. Do you hear me? Every goddamn moment. Because I'm never letting this happen again. I'm never letting you feel this way again. And for as much as I've lost all my composure and all my everything, I didn't lose you. And that's what counts. That's what counts.